Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Monday, May 20th, 2019. Welcome to it. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a billionaire delivers the best graduation speech maybe of all time. That's because he announced that he would pick up the tab for all the graduating seniors. The bill came to about $40 million. Can you imagine? It's a great story. We'll get to it. Number two, Joe Biden widening his lead in the polls and Bernie Sanders struggling to explain his support for third world dictators and Russia. But Biden is left trying to explain why he ridiculed Mitt Romney and his assessment of Russia being a major threat to America. It's starting to get kind of fun. And number one, Mitt Romney, an ardent critic of the president who had tough words after the release of the Mueller report, says Michigan Congressman Justin Amash is wrong. And he's now with the Democrats in pursuit of impeachment. In fact, Romney says he's so wrong, there is no obstruction, and he's read the entire report. Welcome to it for this Monday, May the 20th. Good to have you here. I want to go to something new this hour, however, to start the hour. Donald Trump, the president, saying that he will cease Iran. The official end of Iran would happen if the Iranians strike the Americans in any way. That means in Iraq, in Syria, anywhere. Obviously, there was a credible threat because the United States has moved swiftly and with precision to get its military where it needs to be in the Persian Gulf. The USS Abraham Lincoln steaming in with a carrier battleship group into the Persian Gulf to deter any threat from Iran. And the president also says there is no room for the Iranians to have nuclear weapons. Appearing on Steve Hilton's program last night on Fox, the president said, no room for this. And he blames in part, of course, the Obama administration for its fast and loose approach to making a deal with Iran that included tens of millions of dollars in cash on the tarmac in the middle of the night in Tehran. You know all about that, of course. But let's go to the president just last night with Steve Hilton on Fox. Here's what he said about Iran getting nuclear weapons. It's bite number seven.
The deal that President Obama made was a horror show, the Iran nuclear deal, because basically it says that in 5 years from now, they're going to have an open path to making nuclear weapons. We don't need another country with that. And frankly, especially them. We don't need it.
So there you have it. There is no room for error here. And you have to wonder, would the Israelis ever allow that to happen? Anyway, my answer, probably not. Would never happen. The Israelis, Netanyahu, reelected. Has a very strong hard line on Israel, as does President Trump. And, of course, as you know, President Trump putting an embassy in Jerusalem, as had been promised by so many previous presidents, he actually got it done. So the alliance and the friendship between Netanyahu and Trump, very close. And so for the Iranians to be playing this game, whatever it is, I don't think we have anywhere near the full picture yet. In fact, some inside Washington say, complained, really, that they don't have the full picture yet of what the Iranians were threatening, what intel was gathered, what was found, what was learned. But what we've learned from the president is there's no room for error here by the Iranians. He is not playing games. He is very serious about where we go from here, and he's very serious about how we move forward. Now, he also spoke about Joe Biden. Did we get a chance to get that one? All right, the president spoke about Joe Biden on the same program last night. Joe Biden, of course, has opened up quite a lead on his Democratic counterparts, which is what, 24? Is that what it is now? 24 running for the nomination. And he says that Joe Biden is, well, he's glad to have Joe Biden as an opponent. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true at all, but he says he's glad to have Joe Biden as an opponent. We'll see where that goes. I want to shift gears a little bit to the big blow up over the weekend came from Justin Amash, the congressman from Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, who said he has read the report, the 448 pages, and he says that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses. And, of course, the left-wing media goes bananas. They love this. They eat this stuff up, of course. There's a Republican who's saying that Donald Trump's done something wrong. Now, they always fail to mention that Justin Amash has been a never-Trumper from day one. He continues to despise this president, has come out against him numerous times. And in fact, coming up tomorrow on the program, we have a new man in the race who is going to challenge Justin Amash in the primaries coming up in 2020. We'll talk to him about his efforts. But Mitt Romney, who was right about Russia back in the 2012 debate with Barack Obama and was ridiculed for saying so, that Russia was our largest geopolitical foe, has also read the 448-page report, and he says, frankly, Justin Amash is wrong. There is no obstruction of justice. It's a bridge too far. And this comes from a guy, Mitt Romney, who heavily criticized the president right after the release of the Mueller report, saying there are things that have been done here that are inappropriate, that are over the line, and gives you, well, he had great problems and great pause with much of it. But I want you to hear this because it is important. It's bite number three with Mitt Romney talking about whether or not the president committed obstruction of justice. Bite three.
My own view is that Justin Amash has reached a different conclusion than I have. I respect him. I think it's a courageous statement. But I believe that to make a case for obstruction of justice, you just don't have the elements that are evidenced in this document. And I also believe that an impeachment call is not only something that relates to the law, but also considers practicality and politics. And the American people just aren't there. And I think those that are considering impeachment have to look also at the jury, which would be the Senate. The Senate is certainly not there either.
The American people clearly are not there at this point. And there are those that continue to push the notion of impeachment. And the bottom line is this. If Democrats, a certain faction of Democrats, continue to push impeachment, and that includes people like Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Justin Amash of Michigan, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, AOC, of course. If this faction of fringe Democrats, far-left politicians, continue to push for impeachment and they get it started, it is bad news for the Democrats. Bill Clinton's impeachment, that entire process, that circus, did not play well for the Republicans in the following election cycle. So if you push for impeachment heading into 2020, the economy continues to perform. The president continues to defend this nation against invasions at the southern border or threats from Iran. Even though this president is not popular, people don't like his personality necessarily, but they seem to like his policies. And with the economy doing so well and the president making efforts in other areas, whether it's prison reform or energy reform or whatever the policy may be, he may well win the election again. In fact, I would say, being president makes you the odds-on favorite to win re-election. The question is, how do you get to, you know, how do you get there and make it happen? And can you do it with the headwinds that you have? And I believe he can. And so if they go for impeachment, if the Democrats go for impeachment, it only enhances the president's re-election possibilities because people are tired of it. And people are past the Mueller report. If you go talk to people, Democrats included, about where are they right now, the Mueller report, Russia intervention into the American election of 2016, doesn't make the top 10 of their concerns. It doesn't make the top 10. I mean, they realize that Hillary Clinton spent $1 billion trying to get elected. She spent a lot more on social media than did any foreign nation. They know that. They know that, of course. It is 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. but I learned to push through. And that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.